You'll already know that you can save serious money on your household bills with Money Supermarket, but did you know that you can now earn rewards with their new Super Save Club? New to Money Supermarket, save on your car, home, annual travel insurance or broadband, and you'll get 12 months unlimited access to free days out at thousands of venues via the Money Supermarket app. And then when you add on new products, you get additional rewards. Yes, you heard that right. Simply buy your car insurance, home insurance, broadband and more with Money Supermarket, and you'll earn rewards to spend however you want. Convert your rewards into a prepaid MasterCard or choose to spend it at brands such as Amazon or Sainsbury's. Sign up today and watch your savings really add up. Visit moneysupermarket.com to find out more and join the Super Save Club now. That's moneysupermarket.com. Terms and conditions apply. Qualifying product with a Money Supermarket account. Days out via app only. 18 plus, UK only.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about. And you, bruvs.
Ding. Hi, I'm Ronnie. This is Ben here in my house. Hi, Ben.
Hi. It's so great to still be here at your place.
It's
recording.
So great to see you. And you know, yesterday when we recorded, we were different people because today we're winners of an award.
Well, life changed, guys. Our lives changed overnight.
It's true.
We got an award and we got a taco. So, thank you.
We got free tacos and award. We won the iHeart podcast or iHeart Radio, iHeart Podcast Award for Best Pop Culture Podcast. And as someone might say, we are shooketh. It was amazing. It was so cool, that award show. I mean, we're going to talk. I think we'll tell everyone all about it on our bonus episode, sure. Like all the nitty-gritty and stuff. But honestly, we've been doing this for a long time and we've never won an award before. So to win one really meant a lot. It felt really great to get that recognition. We don't do it for the recognition, okay? But to get it.
We do now. Now that we got a taste of it.
Oh, yeah. We're ready. We're ready to go on the award show circuit. Sign us up.
That's all we want now.
Emmys, Tonys.
Now, on another, first of all, thank you, iHeartRadio.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That was really nice. And also, thank you for giving that to us in the same category as
It's a Reality Reckoning.
Yes. Bethany Frankel. So thank you. Suck it, Bethany. Just kidding, guys. Good sports.
I think we all can agree that the iHeart Podcast Awards are a referendum on the Reality Reckoning. And unfortunately for the Reality Reckoning, we beat them.
You're over. We're just kidding.
No,
guys.
Of course.
So the one thing is we're together today at my house, and I am wearing a shirt that I've been wearing for years. It's a stereo. You know, an old, yeah. What do you call this? An analog stereo? An old stereo
boombox. Print,
a boombox on my shirt. I've never really realized how much it's distracting on my breasts because it's boobies over boobies. It's like I'm trying to make you think I have small boobies when I really have big boobies. It's like booby, 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 booby. There's a lot of boobies. So sorry to anybody on Crappens on Demand who are distracted.
And sorry.
By my boobies.
And by the way, sorry to any dogs who are scandalized by Bueller slutting out behind
Look
us.
At Bueller, seriously, babe.
The other dogs are like, oh, this is X-rated.
Yeah, Bueller's gone for his OnlyFans award. Okay,
no, wait, everybody. But importantly, there is something important, an important update we have, aside from the award, which was very cool. Yesterday, when we were recording The Traitors, a bird crashed into the window. Right in the beginning of the podcast. And we were like, oh my God, the bird died. And we were very upset. And we were worried that it was an omen. And then later on in the day, the bird moved. We're like, oh, it's alive, but we still thought it might be dead. Ronnie, do you want to share what happened next with the bird? Because I feel like this is important for the audience and it relates specifically to this show.
So, okay, the bird splatted, okay? And Big then splat. We went and looked at it and it looked like it was dead. And there were feathers all over the place. And we're like, oh my God, this bird just broke his neck. We're gonna die, right?
Because we thought it was an omen. Bad news.
Yeah, we thought we were for sure gonna die. And then we looked later and it had moved. So we were like, oh, okay, well, maybe it's alive, but it still looked dead, right? Mm-hmm. So then I went downstairs to pray, as one does. And it wasn't there. And I was like, oh my God, maybe an animal took it. But then I went down into the yard and was looking around. It was hopping around down there, kind of hopping away from me, like, please don't eat me, you know, as most M&Ms wish they could. And I went after it, and I just kind of talked to it, because birds are very scared creatures.
Right.
Which I don't really blame
birds them. Are frantic. They are a very they're
frantic,
almost as frantic as lizards. Nothing is more frantic than a lizard.
Lizards are
okay. Here's the descending order. Birds are frantic. Then the next tier up are lizards, and then the next tier up is Trishel. I'm not frantic like you.
I mean, put that bird in a beret, and really, I would have just let it die. So I went down there to look for the bird, and it was like hopping away and stuff. And it was frantic. And also, by the way, birds, you can fly. Like, what are you frantic about?
Yeah.
You like totally beat us. You're thinner than us. You're always going to be lighter than us. And you fly. Like,
they're just frantic. It just goes to show, like, everyone's got their issues, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
everybody really does.
It's like, wow, you can fly. It's like, yeah, but frantic as fuck.
So birds are also, I can see why they're called bird brains, because they're not that smart.
No.
No offense. I don't want to bird shame anybody, but birds, you're dumb. So I was trying to get this bird to go under the fence, because I live in the country. Like, it's rocky ground, you know? So like some parts of the fence, you can just go right under. And I know birds don't like to be touched. So I was like, go under the fence. And it was like, blah, blah, blah. And so I was,
it was a morning dove.
I was walking like slowly next to it, and I was like, it's okay. And then it would kind of run, but then it would slow down. And then finally it just stopped and looked at me and was blinking. And like, we had a moment and stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try and get you under the fence. And it started running. And then finally I was like, finally, I'm going to pick you up, because I can't leave it out there, because Bueller will eat the bird.
Mm.
Right. Bueller's not nice. So I went to get it, and then it flew away. And I was so proud. I was like, you know what? I bullied that bird into flying again. And I'm proud of it. And I just want everybody to know, there's so much talk against bullying right now. Bullying can be inspiring sometimes. If you see somebody who's weak, bully them until they can fly like a bird.
How did we get so many wonderful downtown areas in our cities full of arts and galleries and coffee shops? It's gays who are bullied out of their small towns.
You know who makes this podcast? A bullied person.
Well, no, the reason why it relates to the show is because here we thought it was an omen of death, but really it was a reminder. It was a celebration of us coming together and doing an in-person recap of Vanderpump Rules, because if there's anyone who appreciates a broken bird, it's Lisa Vanderpump.
That's true. It's Vanderpump Rules Day, and we had a broken bird.
A broken bird.
On Vanderpump Rules Day. So,
By the way, come see us in Europe. If you're new to this podcast, because you just found out about us because of that award show, we're doing shows in Europe, London, Birmingham, and Dublin in May. And we're also doing Netflix as a Joke in May at the Kookaburra Lounge. And go to watchacrapins.com for your tickets.
It'll be worth that.
Ding. Ding.
Okay. So, also, I'm so sorry, you guys. We're never going to start this podcast, but we're so glad to be in the same room.
So
we're
excited.
Just going to talk for 20 hours. But also, I was on a podcast with Alista Dixter House, who's wonderful. She's a Chicago podcaster, and she has a podcast called Oh My Lord. And it's okay.
Oh My Lord.
It's okay. And actually, go to the bathroom, get the paper towels. You see, I serve paper towels at my house. Okay. Not good for the earth, but good for me. So, Alista Dixter House, or Dixter House. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but I feel like Dixter House is less offensive than Dixter House, just in case I'm getting it wrong. So anyway, she has this podcast called Oh My Lord. And basically, she tells stories to her guests. Like, you don't have to do any preparation, which was lovely. It's like my favorite kind of podcast. And she just tells you the story, and then you react to it. And she was telling me a story about a Chicago legend named, let me look at her name. I ordered her t-shirt because I'm, of course, amazed by her.
Her Barack name, Obama.
Oh, I didn't write it down. I just took her picture. I forgot her name. God, I'm so knock-kneed. Look at this picture. Anyway, I'm on that. It's really fun. Go listen to it. Okay, everybody. So now here we are with Pump Rules written in the stars. Can that be fixed by Rolfing? Have you ever heard of Rolfing?
I have.
I think that's where they pull your bones outside of their sockets and then they re-put them in to be straight or something.
Oh, I thought it was when they make you sit at a tiny little piano and sing songs.
With your mouth wide open.
That kind of day.
Okay.
I've already spilled Topo Chico all over Ronnie's desk, and we've got Ralph on the brain.
Yeah. This is also the return of super bitchy Katie. You know, as someone who criticizes Katie all the time on this podcast, just because she's made me crazy over the years. And listen, I don't know her in person. This is just my view as a viewer. I've really missed Bitchy Katie, and I would like to say, welcome home. Welcome back to the show, because as much as I can bitch about these characters on TV, I am fully aware that these are not real people. These are characters. I'm fully aware, and that's what makes it fun. And I really love to root against people, and I've really missed this version of Katie. I love when Katie just doesn't give a fuck, and she's like...
Yeah.
I hate you, even though I'm usually on the opposite side of her in these fights.
It was fun actually being on her side. I was like, when she was being Bitchy Katie, and but like using her power for good. And I was like, yes, but I'm like, everything she said, I was like, I 100% agree.
It was a weird feeling. And I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable when it happens. So I just wanted to kind of warn you that that was coming. Mm. So anyway, welcome back to her. Also, the fact that Bitchy Katie comes back and this is the music that starts it. Clap your hands to the music. Music's gonna bring your favorite beat, 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 beat. And I was like, that's too happy for this episode that I know is going to be Lala crying, because the main picture on the episode is Lala like crank.
Crank.
And so I was like, this is going to be sad. Why are they singing songs about music? But Katie's name on Instagram is Music Kills Kate.
Music Kills Katie. So like,
they're bringing in the Katie episode.
Also of note, connected to this, because I don't genuinely want us to start the recap, but
why are you worried? We're half an hour in. I'm about to talk about the lovely Bubbles in a Topo.
I know, but a new trailer for The Valley came out like 2 days ago, which is funny because they released a trailer for The Valley like 2 weeks ago. And the original trailer was awful. The original trailer was like leaning into fun and games, and it was leaning into like, we're just like adulting. Isn't this amazing? We've got kids. This is wacky. Oh my God, I put the kids down and now I have to have a glass of wine. Like all these revelations that we've been seeing in pop culture for 25 years, and like nothing is fresh and new about it. It looked absolutely awful. But now the new trailer, they decided like, oh wait, Bravo people don't care about that. Let's lean into the mess. And the entire trailer was just like all these miserable couples in suburbia hating each other, hating their children, cheating on each other. And I was like, well, why didn't you lead with this, Valley? Like, this is all I needed.
Well, yeah. And Brittany and Jax are so thirsty and trying so hard to recreate Scandoval, as is literally everybody on Bravo. But the whole, like, Jax and Brittany getting in a fight, and then Brittany moving out, and then they hint about it through picture. Hint about it. I mean, she's in a completely different house posting all over Instagram. And then... You know, then I saw an interview that she gave the other day where she said, well, guys, we really wanted to share with you about our lives. So we picked the cameras back up, y'all. We'd been finished shooting, but then we thought, you know, we need to share with people because that's what we do. We're just such good people, Jax. So we picked it. We know, Brittany. We know you fucking picked up the cameras again. Okay? It's pretty obvious what you did. It's like ordering a chicken wing and then being surprised that there's a bone in your mouth. You know what I mean? Like,
I thought these were boundless. Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, this whole separation thing is clearly a ploy to create excitement around the show, but
well, kind of, but also Jax
probably, I mean, it's Jax, but she'll go back. She's gonna go back to him. Yeah. We know. But that being said, the new trailer did look actually really good, and that restored my faith a little bit in all that mess.
Yeah, I still have no faith in humanity, and yeah, it restores. These shows restore my faith in not having faith in humanity. Well, it restores faith in my decision to believe in myself and never have faith in humanity.
The trailer also has the most predictable moment from Brittany. Like, if you met Brittany at age 16, you knew at some point in her life she was going to say this. I put my whole life into my kid. And then Jax is like, I don't care. You won't even let me have a moment.
I can't wait. Okay, so that's coming up. So the first scene is Graham and Allie teaching their new baby. Oh, not Graham. James and Allie teaching their new baby, Hippie, to swim. And Allie's like, oh my God, he swims like such an Aquarius. And James is like, this is a good upgrade, don't you think? We've got a pool. We've got a mummy. We've got a new dog. And then, of course, the obligatory Southwest flight.
I know. Over their head. If you hold out your hands long enough, a spare can of aha will fall from the skies.
You know, it would be nice to get actual peanuts dropped on my head instead of this peanut free. One person has an allergy, so we can't throw a regular peanuts out of the plane anymore.
No, or we get a pretzels. Pretzels falling out the airplane.
They're not even the same in ounces. You know, I mean, what's this weigh as much as the tissue? Is this supposed to fill me up?
I'm just waiting for the day that a nice piece of Samsonite luggage falls in the pool.
So then, Shannon Brocker, Marina Del Rey. Okay, so they're playing with their baby, and Brock's like, Summer, you want a piece of pizza? And she doesn't. And he's like, fine, whatever. No one listens to me in this house. And then she falls off the beanbag chair, which is upstairs. And not only are they like, playing on this piece of furniture, baby, but it's in the loft area, which we know from House Hunters. People with children love these loft areas in homes.
Yeah, like a split level.
It's so dangerous. Like, why would you? We've seen so many people on House Hunters who are like, I have a baby. This loft is perfect for my baby. It's the stairs. What the stairs. Fuck are you doing? And I just thought, this is not going to end well for this child. And I got my, I wouldn't say my wish, but my prediction came true by the end of the episode. I mean, I'm good.
By the way, also, this was an important scene for Sheena because she really cemented her status as being a pushover because Summer Moon literally says to her, fall over, mommy. And she's like, okay. And Sheena falls off of the beanbag chair. I'm just a people pleaser.
Oh my God, typical me. Just doing whatever anybody else wants before myself. So then are the next songs. We're jumping up the wall. Woohoo. And it's Tom and Ariana's house. And my favorite. And Tom, you're back. You're
so hi.
You did great.
Oh my God. Oh, sorry. I'm going to the Barbie movie later. I didn't think you'd catch me dressed as Barbie. But why am I embarrassed about the way I dress when my boss is Tom Sandoval? Oh, come on, Anne. Get it together.
Oh my God. I'm dressed as Barbie and so are you.
Oh my God, I'm assistant Barbie. Oh my God, you're cheater Barbie.
This is just my outfit, okay? I was going for Clea DuVall on her way to a tea party when she's 12.
Oh my God, I love Clea DuVall Barbie.
She's miserable. The Clea DuVall Barbie just never smiles, which I guess makes sense because Barbies can't move their face.
Right. Clea DuVall Barbie just threw up in a toilet.
She's got like kind of that mom hair. What's that lady? Kate Gosselin hair.
Kate Gosselin. I say that only because I seem to remember Clea DuVall's role in Can't Hardly Wait was that she comes out of bathroom having just puked.
Literally every role.
Wasn't she
in Girl, Interrupted? I mean, that was
the vibe. Feel like every role, it's like she's just puked.
Yeah, that's her vibe. That's Clea's vibe. So we're over there and Anne's like, yeah, I'm going to Barbie later, which of course you are. And I love that we're getting the Barbie opening weekend on this.
Right. It's Barbieheimer weekend on Vanderpump Rules.
Because they really lean into it. Because the whole world did, guys. Don't forget.
It is.
Remember? I remember.
Of course.
I wore pink. I wore fucking pink with my nieces.
You're wearing it right now.
I'm wearing it. You're right.
You're wearing I'm not.
Oh my God, I didn't realize
This was a Barbieheimer episode.
I'm not only wearing pink, but I gave myself smaller tits for this recap. This is a very Barbie day.
And we did. Didn't want to have to ruin the surprise, but please welcome our special guest, Rhea Perlman. No.
I think I saw her last night. Ben says it was not her.
A random lady with curly hair. And Monica goes, is that Rhea Perlman? I was like, that's not Rhea Perlman.
How many 4 foot tall Rhea Perlmans are there? It was Rhea she was wearing like a like an Australian Outback hat. So yeah, Ben didn't believe that she would do that.
But. I was like, it's not Rhea Perlman is not here. I'm telling you this.
But there's another character actress who looks just like Rhea Perlman. I know you would think
Margot Martindale.
Margot Martindale. She looks
curly hair.
Like Rhea Perlman.
Curly hair.
No, not that kind of kinky curly. There's another character actress that really is exactly like Rhea Perlman. And you would think there's only one Rhea, but there's really not. There's another one too. And I think it was that lady.
Yeah. Find out when you stop being polite and start getting Rhea Perlman. Wait, I have to say something. This episode was like the Barbieheimer weekend because you had Barbie, you had the girls doing their astrology reading, and then you had the boys doing Rat Pack stuff. It was very Barbieheimer.
You had the girls who were like, we don't need the boys in this cast. We can totally do it on our own. And we're doing, actually did a good show on their own. And then you had the boys like, who's the real victim here? And then the bros all rallying around Ken, who's a fuck up.
And then the bros are going to be the ones that are going to thrive, ultimately, at the Academy Awards. And then the girls are just going to be on the side.
And kind of a big plot of Vanderpump Rules in the past was Ariana finally being able to talk about her vagina. which was the end of Barbie, right?
That was the end of Barbie.
I'm here to talk about my vagina. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it is all very, very berry, which are colored pink usually-ish. Barbie centric. Okay, so we go to Tom and Ariana's, and we're still there. We've already been there. And I was like, oh my God, how was your trip? Was that fun? He's like, oh, I love Barbie. I love feminism. It's Ariana here. Shh, be quiet. Be quiet. I don't want to hear that. I want that woman to hear us.
I know. So she's like, so how was the trip? A lot of fighting. And he's like, yeah, I mean, dude, like, and he's just like talking about how like Sheena waved hi to him at the airport and stuff. He's like, yeah, come on, sit over here. And then like we see Ariana in her room. She's just like on her laptop hearing the sound of his voice and just fully miserable that he's back in the house.
Yeah, she's like, that is the sound. It's the sound of all coming home. So then we go to Sandoval and Ann talking, and he's like, oh, it's so good to be home. There's nothing like walking past the food court in the airport and hearing Sheena go, come over here. This pizza's so much better with you here, dude. Oh. Oh my God, don't cry. Everyone is Barbie.
Were there any fights? And we see fights of we see shots of everyone screaming at Sandoval, and he's like, yeah, but they were like, but they had resolutions. They were like resolution fights. So it was just like, you know, it wasn't just like I can't be with this person. It was like I can't be with this person, but I resolved to be with him anyway. Resolution.
Yeah, all in all, the trip to Tahoe was good. I think the stench of Scandoval is wearing off, and people are starting to humanize me again. I feel optimistic about it. I'm going to say that by squinting my eyes and doing this with my tongue.
Yeah, speaking of stench, did you swim out to that log with Schwartz? Because it sort of smells like it.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segee, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
If you don't know when Crystal Pepsi was discontinued, what was in Al Capone's vault, or which famous meteorologist is Lenny Kravitz's second cousin, then you haven't spent enough time on Wikipedia. But that's okay. I am here for you. I'm Darcy Carden, and I'm inviting you to listen to my new podcast, WikiHole, from Smartless Media. Discover the craziest rabbit holes on Wikipedia with me and my funny friends as we bring the cyber frontier directly to your tympanic membrane. And if you listen to my podcast, you'd learn that that's the sciencey term for eardrum. We embark on a hyperlink roller coaster as we start out on a Wikipedia page and go from link to link to link to link, careening through trivia, oddities, and unexpected connections until we collectively shout, "How the hell did we get here?" Follow WikiHole on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to WikiHole ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
By the way, some Tahoe people are offended because you,
me,
mostly are so rude about Tahoe.
Why am I rude about Tahoe?
I don't know. I'm just blaming you.
What did I say?
I literally don't remember.
Like it's a
but I would just like to say, we know Tahoe is a fucking beautiful place. I know Tahoe's a beautiful place, don't you?
Of course, I've been there during a forest fire, but I was still, actually, no, I was there during a non-forest fire, too.
We're just making fun of it because it's on the show. And also, you're not allowed to be offended. You're from Tahoe. Chill the fuck out. You're literally from the most chill place on earth.
Wait, I want to know the, I did not hear or receive any of the Tahoe offense. I would like to know what I said.
I searched for it.
Wait, what did
I'm like?
What were people upset
I
about?
I Google who's mad at Ben from Watch
What Happens. Wait, but what did I say? I want to rectify it. It's
just people who were like, oh, hey, you better be nice to Tahoe because I'm from Tahoe and Tahoe's actually gorgeous.
I literally have nothing bad to say about Tahoe. Here's what I do have to say bad about. Swimming in lakes, I don't like that.
But that's Tahoe. It's a lake town.
Well, they have to get... This is a full genre.
He says that to me, and I live in a lake town, too. He's like, oh, my God, do you live by the lake?
I don't mind if you're by a lake. I love a lake view. You can have a house on the lake. I just don't like swimming in the lake. I don't like lake swimming, generally speaking. Also, Tahoe is probably the classiest of our lakes. I mean, it's better than Havasu, let's be honest, okay? I'll be rude to Havasu.
Pretty classy.
What?
Chicago's pretty classy.
Like,
but it's got a lot of dead people
in Michigan? Yeah, well, here's the thing. Okay.
Chicago, they kill people.
Listen, Tahoe is beautiful. I have no issues with Tahoe. I just don't like swimming in lakes. And I have issues with Wednesday weddings that are in the Tahoe region. Only because you make everyone drive up midweek to go to a wedding on a Wednesday because you got a good deal in a place that was not even in Lake Tahoe. It was much farther north of Lake Tahoe. The 27 Mile House? Oh my God, the 27s.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
By the way, the 27s are now producing a song for Ashley Darby called like Enlightened and Entitled.
Yeah. It was Enlightened and Entitled, and it's basically the melody of Rhythm as a Dancer. So Enlightened and Entitled, Enlightened, Titan,
oh my
Titan,
God.
And Enlightened.
Rhythm as a Dancer? Even Rhythm made it onto Dancing with the Stars Before Me.
That is like my number one dream. I literally started taking rhythm classes and dancing classes.
Okay, so a clip of Lala saying, Kira, Kramers. And then we're back. And he's like,
yeah, but at least these fights had, at least I'm human again.
And he's like,
okay, I'm going to unpack my clothes and my feelings.
And she's like, privately, do you want me to be there?
Like, where can no, I? I'm going to go journal.
She's like, ha, ha, ha. Oh, you're being serious. Okay. I support your journaling. You're going to do great.
You'll be great. I got a 4:15 showtime, so can we wrap this up? Thanks.
Spoiler alert, Ken lives.
And now we go over to Villa Rosa. And Sheena comes over. She's wearing pink, which Barbie Vanderpump
weekend.
Loves.
It's Barbie weekend.
Barbie weekend.
She's yes. in pink.
Yes. I mean, so Lisa's like, oh, hello. Perfect color for this house. I'm doing donut training.
Girl, been there. I've been to donut training many times in my life. Janelle from Weight Watchers. Oh, my God.
Janelle.
Every time you eat a donut, look at the face it's making at you.
By the way.
She literally told me that at Weight Watchers. What's your favorite thing to eat? Donuts. Imagine the face that donut's making at you before you eat it.
Well, what food is making any good food face? Did she really say that?
But the donut's like horrified. She's like, feel the disappointment that donut is giving you. Feel the judgment in that donut.
The donut's like ready to do oral on you. So,
I'm sure if I'd thought about it like that, I'd have been fucking donuts for years. Thanks a lot, man. My dick just got so fat.
Well, by the way, Janelle, not all donuts have holes. Okay. How about a jelly?
Jellies do have holes. How do you think the jelly gets into the
like
thing?
A side hole, but it's not making
it. It actually has a better hole. It's actually,
it actually has
shaped,
a functional it's hole.
It's shaped like a cock sleeve. Sorry to be so disgusting.
Thank you so much again for the iHeart Award.
I don't know what you people were thinking, but we'll take it.
But let me tell you something. Lisa, when Sheena comes in, Lisa has donut on the counter, and she's like plopping donut down on the counter and like moving him around. And no, it was, well, because donut's not like a real dog. Donut's just sort of like.
Donut is like an Ewok that was left sleeping on its face for too long. There, I said it.
Without any survival skills. And
donut.
Donut is a
plug donut into something. Is there any life in this dog? The fuck?
But like Lisa is plopping this dog down like she's preparing like a loaf of bread or something. She's like rotating around. She's about to start kneading that thing as soon as Sheena comes in.
And the training is just like, Donut, lift up your head. And Donut's like, no, Donut, too far. Donut, come back to the five and dime. Donut, Dean, Donut, Dean.
I'm pretty sure Donut comes from F.A.O. Schwartz. Like, that is not a living entity right there.
Fucking Donut. And Sheena's like, oh my God, he's the cutest. He's probably going to get on Dancing with the Stars before me.
He will. He will. So, Vanderpump is like, so what's going on? Why do you want to see me during donut training day? She's like, honestly, Lisa, the day after we saw you in Tahoe, that was like the most emotionally draining day I've ever had in this group. Like, my eyelashes, they were like so dry, they hurt. Like, my eyelashes cried. They lost all their moisture.
This is the hardest day I've ever had on my eyelashes. It's terrible.
Have you ever cried so hard that your eyelashes literally became wires? That's like literally what happened to me.
And we think it's because of Sandoval, but I think it's because Brock just disappeared to South fucking Tahoe at 5 a.m.
for to go way too long.
Yeah, it's weird. So she's like, I'm going through the stages of grief with Sandoval. She's like, darling, grief over...
What you have?
what kind of grief? Why?
Because I don't understand this concept of grief and how whatever it could be linked with Sandoval.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, but it's my friendship.
She's like, but you feel like you can't have this friendship because Ariana's going to be upset. Listen, you fucking turncoat. That girl has been horse riding with you.
Yeah.
I don't like that she's so turncoaty with Everett. She's like, how dare she? Fuck Ariana. Like, come on now. I mean.
Yeah, but don't forget that Lisa Vanderpump can buy and sell all these people, so she really doesn't give a fuck about
anything. She doesn't care. She's like, okay, I'm going to be the nicest to the people that are a group that will stay on my show, as opposed to the one lone wolfie, if you will. Ding, opening in the Spring Harris Casino.
Well, it's like very hard to tell her how I'm feeling about Sandoval, because she's like, I don't want to hear about it. And it's just like, you know, I've done everything I can to be like, ride or die for Ariana, except like literally ride on a horse, because I would literally die on it. But like, it's still like not enough. Like, really?
Now, let's just invite Rob somewhere. These people are hilarious on this show. They're like, oh my God, I cannot believe that Sheena doesn't want to hang out with Tom Sandoval like 2 months after he completely fucked her over with her best friend. This is crazy. I cannot believe no one is taking my feelings into account here.
I'm like afraid to express how I feel because it's like never about me. It's only about her. So I'm like struggling with like having any conversation with her lately because it's like I'm not like valid in my feelings.
When has it ever been about anyone else? Fucking Sheena. I love that Sheena just keeps on Sheenaing so hard.
Sheena. I love she it. Just keeps I love on. It.
She does not give a fuck.
I love her.
So Vanderpump's like, do you think it's just this whirlwind of attention that she's getting? She's like, yeah. Because like I picked up Dan from the airport and we went to lunch and he was like, oh my God, that announcement's coming out Wednesday. And I was like, what announcement? And he's like, Dancing with the Stars, stupid. And I was like,
It's like a boom. And Vanderpump's like, oh my God, when I did Dancing with the Stars, remember when I did it? Remember when I got to be on that television show? You said to me, that's what I want more than anything. Oh, Sheena, how many years has that been now? 8, 9 years that you've been wanting this? Oh, you poor, poor thing.
Oh, Sheena, do you remember when the lady who played the assistant on Magnum P.I. came out the stage door and you told her, this is all I've ever wanted? Or when that lady from Facts of Life, she played the maid on Facts of Life, she came out the stage door and you said, this is all I've ever wanted. When Don Rickles came out to the stage door and you said, Don, this is all I've ever wanted. Hold on, Sheena, I'm about to feel something.
Hold on, just got a text from Chef Penny. Oh, looks like she'll be competing next season on Dancing with the Stars. Good for her, good for her.
Penny's just come up with a new sandwich called Dancing with the Pickles. Sorry, Sheena. Darling, what were you saying? She's like, oh my God, when is it my turn? So she's like, yeah, I mean, this year I even started taking dance class because I was preparing in case I did get... Okay, well, now you're delusional. How are you going to get Dancing with the Stars in the year of Scandoval? Like, come on now. Pick a better year, okay?
Sheena is literally acting like a football player who didn't get drafted, who's like still working in the offseason to get a seat on that bench. Like, what... Preparing for Dancing with the Stars on spec?
But don't you think that so many people do? Don't you think that's a really LA thing?
I think
like,
I
better keep this up. You never know when Dancing with the Stars is going to call.
I think so. I think that probably someone, probably when, as Scandoval was unfurling, there probably was, someone probably got into her ear saying like, you know, you might get onto Dancing with the Stars with this. She's like, oh my God, I really got to start dancing now. with the restraining order and all that stuff.
So Sheena's like, yeah, I mean, like, I am so happy with her, but like, I can be happy for her and sad for me at the same time, guys. Okay. And she's, it was a punch to the gut for sure.
Sheena, this is just like one of Sheena's best scenes of all time.
Really, and it's just
weeping over Dancing with the Stars.
And then she thinks she got one. By the way, probably just set America on fire, but she was like, and good for her. She's come such a long way from being my backup dancer. She does like a little shoulder shimmy, like she just nailed it. And then they cut to the scene of that where Sheena kind of can't dance. I mean, sorry. Sorry, but why would you evoke that when you're trying to make a Dancing with the Stars reel? Okay, just leave that clip in the past.
Listen, a lot of backup dancers have become superstars. Look at J-Lo.
Look at her.
Look at her.
Yeah.
She's J-Lo. And that's what Ariana's going to be next, I'm sure.
Also, she was doing you a favor because you weren't paying anybody to be your backup. That was like season one. So then Sheena, so Vanderpump's like, well, if your friendship is so great, then you should be able to tell her how you feel. Am I right? Ooh, have a bite of this apple, my little princess.
I try to, but like she shuts me down. Oh, so you want a relationship where you're just supporting someone and you're devastated all the time. She's like, honestly? That's the story of my life.
Change your life. It's what I tell Max every time I ask him to bring me a refill of water.
All I want for Sheena is at some point to be able to say what you're thinking. It's okay to say it, say, hey, it really hurt my feelings. What's wrong with that? I mean, I wouldn't say it, but I'm British.
I mean, it's disgusting.
I'm disgusting. Sharing your feelings. Awful. Let's talk about the weather.
So we find out there's going to be a girls astrology night at Ellie's, and surely we're going to have a really good talk about this then.
Games.
I'm shining. So it's like this really positive girl music.
Yeah.
And Lala and Ariana are going to a place called Be Bright.
Be Bright. They're walking on Melrose Avenue. And what was really frustrating is that this is one of those moments where I could like, every shot they were walking on like a different block and going in a different direction. It was like very disorienting for me. I was like, wait a second. You guys just crossed the street entirely, but you're in the same sentence. Guys.
Why do Valley people do this to us?
Valley people. Come on, Bitterpump Rules. That's hard. Yeah, so they go get coffee and Lala's going to order a toasted island latte, please. And then the lady asks, are we paying separate? And Lala's like, it's on use because you're balanced, case Ariana. You're balanced right now.
So they're talking about her photo shoot for that bar book or whatever. And Ariana's like, I killed it. This is me hitting a TV with a golf club. It was like the biggest release ever. Because like, you know what? I really like never let myself get angry. And yeah. Then we see a clip package of her being like, fuck you!
Fuck you! Get out of my face! I never want to see you again!
Shut the fuck up! Give a fuck about fucking Raquel!
I said I wanted a grande latte, bitch!
It was like 5 minutes ago.
I know. That'd be nice. Be Nice Coffee or whatever it's called.
Like throttling the Be Nice lady.
I wanted a flat white!
So Ariana's like, yeah, I need to hit things more often. And Lala's like, yeah, you need to hit things more often. Oh, and by the way, where do you think these straws? I don't like that we're coming to that place in history where we're like, you know what? I've had enough fucking guilt, okay? We've taken enough fucking guilt over the past few years for things that have completely been out of our control. We can't even breathe in public anymore without getting dirty looks at a fucking Ralph's, okay? I'm using this straw. The turtles are taking a second seat. When is it going to be about me?
It was probably a, let's be honest, it's probably a cardboard straw.
It's okay. It's not, that's how they get you. They let you not have straws until you're finally okay with the disintegrating cardboard. Like we're all drinking out of a fucking Amazon package, you know, and we're fine.
Listen, cardboard straws have come a long way in the past 20 years. It used to be that you take one sip and it would just like flop on over on its side. But now they last a while. What now has to change is they can't make the lids so incredibly tight that it like crushes those things. You know, I You know what's funny?
They do need some lid work.
They need to like chill out. Right. You know what's so funny? Just saying that right now. Wasn't I talking to you about how on B-Side blog, I used to write the stupidest shit. I used to have like posts about how I would write things like, I went to the gym today and someone picked up my towel, you know? And as I'm saying this, I'm remembering I literally wrote a post complaining that the Starbucks lids were too tight on straws. I was like, what's even the point? How could they do this to us?
Well, Starbucks, they're trying to make you not use a straw by making the little opening, right? Little opening, so that you have nipple. To squeeze the straw in to get the little opening, but then they made the straws really hard, so it's hard to get the straw in.
I have to say, you
stop
know,
with
I
your hate... fuckery, okay? We're going back to straws, Starbucks. Get with the point.
I hate get with putting a round straw into an oval or an oval or like a rectangular like
yeah, I don't thing. Like it either.
When you have to do that, and like you can do it, but I just it just feels so inelegant.
Yeah,
in terms of design,
it is.
Yeah.
It's a sad time.
We're doing straws today, though, guys.
Yeah, but I like this. I like kind of a little rebellion where it's like, we're doing fucking straws, okay? You can call yourself Be Bright all you want. I want a fucking straw, and you're going to give it to me. I work for a living. I pay my taxes. Bring me a goddamn straw. And by the way, I'd love a bagel with some turtle head on it. Just smear some dead turtle on top of that shit and bring it.
Don't you remember we released little sea turtles into the ocean at Katie's wedding?
We did. Yeah, we're really good people.
Yeah, we actually have. Actually, no. That's why Ronnie's allowed to say that, because we have sea turtle cred, because we have released sea turtles in the ocean.
And we did it really well. Like we really got them. We supported them.
Yeah,
we got them out. That was a beautiful day, by the way.
And by the way, and by us saying that we released sea turtles into the ocean, we stood and watched Katie do it and took pictures.
We did it. We had to go chase the little turtles and tell them they'd be okay.
Oh yeah, we did that. We stood over them and we're like, go ahead. Yeah.
And we judge them.
But you know what sucks, though?
We're like, you're fat. You're never going to make it.
But you know what?
Like, we're like being Janelle, the coach. We're like, you're never going to eat another donut again, you fucking lazy turtle.
Imagine what that kelp is looking like. But you know what negates all our sea turtle cred? Sandoval was there. So Sandoval has
we didn't hang out with him until later. He was not with us at that turtle park.
He was not. I just want to say, though, if he tries to use the sea turtle cred thing, revoke it.
Oh, God. And speaking of stupid hats. Oh, I think that's on the Beverly Hills recap. But anyway, he was in that stupid hat all weekend. Fucking hate stupid hats. Okay, so let's see. So straws. Okay, so Ariana's like, so this trip, I mean, Sheena called me and Sheena's crying. And then like everybody's crying. Why is everybody crying? What happened on the trip? And she's like, the trips was weird, dudes. I've never seen Sheena this upset, like ever. Like she was a shell of a person. Her name is Sheena. Have you ever paid attention to her? Sheena is a shell of a person. Okay.
No.
It's a fun shell, but it's still a shell. It's a tortoise shell while we're on turtle. It's a very fashionable shell. But that's the point.
Yeah, no, but you don't understand. Her eyelashes have never been more dry. I have never seen something like it before.
Literally flake. Her eyelashes were flaking like Ali Sheedy in the Breakfast Club. There were some dry eyelashes.
It was like two rakes were attached to her eyeballs.
She's like, yeah, but like I think her whole thing is if like I go somewhere and he's around, can I enjoy myself on a very surface level? And she's like, it's not like I'm asking her to fight him or anything. Like I'm just not asking anything of anyone. I'm just saying, like, if you hang out with Tom, like you're dead to me, and I've just like hope you fucking like die in a fucking garbage disposal. I hope you're like a spoon that's left in a fucking garbage disposal and just left turned on because Tom's too fucking lazy to turn it off himself.
Yes, yeah, but that's where she's at, okay? Like the internet was like ripping her apart for that photo, okay?
And she goes, yeah, because of that photo. Like Ariana's like, yeah, I saw the picture. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. Stupid. Yeah, but like you didn't come to her defense at all, though?
It's like, well, I'm not going to like post and then have my shit reposted as a headline.
Yeah, but even for your friends, your friend with dry eyebrows, like in eyelashes, her eyebrows dried out too. And so like you couldn't tell her like all your stands to say like, hey, I love Sheena. She's like a great friend. Knock it off.
It's like, I mean, I guess I could. She goes, yeah, don't you think that would have been nice?
From what I've seen of Ariana's, she's like constantly on social media just scrolling, so you don't want to make a post and be in the mix. You step out of your house and you're in the fucking mix. God, I wish I could have that. You lift your fucking finger and you're in the mix.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hey, grownups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast. And those plans are the opposite of quiet. Sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts today.
So she's like, yeah, like, listen, this girl was so upset about what these people did to you. I mean, she caught a restraining order from it. Okay. She was like biggie for you. She went biggie for you. And what are you doing to her? Okay. She needs like closure, and she needs like an I love you and you will always be my best friends. And whatever you need to do to heal, you can do that. And she's like, look, I can always tell her I'm going to love her because I will always love her. But I mean, if she wants to hang out with him, to me, she's going to be like a baby hamster that's not good enough for his mother. You know what I mean? She's just going to have her head bitten off, right? While the kids of the family watch. Can you tell I'm still traumatized? I'm never going to forget watching the mother hamster eat all the baby hamster's heads off. And then she'd just leave the little baby hamsters there headless, and then she'd eat them all later. And we still had to hug that hamster.
Yeah.
Childhood.
I know. That's hamster life right
hamster,
there.
That's hamster. That's hashtag hamster
life. Yeah, hashtag hamster life. Okay. So either way, Ariana's kind of like, yeah, I still feel the way I feel, you know? And so Lala's like, yeah, but that's exactly what I'm nervous about. And Ariana's like, okay, well, sorry. And Lala's like, well, you can't be that way, Ariana. You can't shut down like this. She goes, yeah, but like, it's not me shutting down. I'm doing what's right for me. And I'm not the person to come to with the Sandoval sympathy train.
That's yeah, it. You guys, too soon with this. I mean, this is really too soon to be coming to some, especially Lala of all people, which she kind of acknowledges in this. Like, she kind of acknowledges in this episode, like, maybe I just hung on to my anger for so long. I don't know that you did hang on to your anger for too long. Randa's a piece of shit, okay? I mean, I think you knew that when you got with him, but that's a different story. But I think you were allowed to be mad at him. But to be such a hypocrite and not even, like, try and blackball Schwartz from the group when he was going to play pickleball with Rand. Right. And then now, like, 2 months after all this other shit happened, to be
only.
Like,
yeah,
get over it.
Yeah, I think it should just be something. I just feel like they should just let. She just should not be confronting Ariana with this, you know? Sheena can do what she wants to do, and you know what? Like, the friendship, I almost feel like if Ariana's going to stop being friends with Sheena because of it, because Ariana's trying to protect her happiness and her peace, then, like, let that happen, because then they will probably come back together again once there's a thaw. But don't try to force the thaw. And in fact, Ariana says something that makes a lot of sense. She says, you know, I'm trying to be compassionate, but I also know that Sheena is very easily walked all over. And, you know, Sandoval knows that Sheena is the best way to get back, like, to get back, is the one to get back in his corner, because then Lala will follow, and then James, and then Allie, and then they're all going to be back together, and then they're going to ice me out of the friend group. And that's kind of exactly true.
She's correct. I mean, really, the only fight here is because it's a TV show, which we all know, right? And I think the only way to fight this is to be more interesting than Tom. Because right now, if you're both going to insist on staying on this show, and they're both and they're insisting on keeping you both, whoever's the most interesting is ultimately going to be who the friends side with, right?
Right.
So they're all, now that you're so famous from all of this and more successful in being on Dancing with the Stars, they're all going to turn on you to ice you out. So it's not only Sandoval that is
ice out's going to happen. No matter what.
They're going to come for you no matter what. So you need to be more interesting than Sandoval. And let me tell you one thing. That man is showing up in sleeveless little girl sweaters with like 12-year-old teenage girl necklaces with letters all over them that my nieces make me as bracelets. Okay. And he's, I don't know, being crying and stuff. You're driving around with Katie. Like, you need to make a line in the sand. Okay. I suggest beating up Katie. I suggest you go on the freeway, open the door, and push Katie out. That's my suggestion, but you have to do something.
I just want to say, I just want to push back and say, I don't believe that Sandoval is wearing a 12-year-old girl sweater. I believe he is wearing a piece of the International Mail Catalog formal wear.
That's true. Which was based on little girl sweaters.
Like, it was let's face it. That is like their tuxedo.
They're like, I guess that's tacky, like gender, what people are wearing. But that's kind of what he's doing. He's like, well, I'm so young and cool. Like, my non-binariness. I'm like, no, you're not.
I'm Harry Styles.
Yeah, just stop, please. You're so old. You're so old. I do have one positive thing to say to you, though. And this is hard for me to say, but it's my gift to you, Tom Sandoval. I will always be older than you.
Happy birthday! Not your face, darling. He's passed you there many, many years over. So that's what Ariana says. So now we go to Christina. Oh, you know, I was thinking Christina and Katie, they gather to go to lunch. You know, I put Christina in the in memoriam this year for the Crappies. And here she is.
Why would you do that?
Because we hadn't seen her yet on the season.
She was literally just on the last season.
She had a baby, and I just sort of assumed she just wasn't coming.
They all had a baby.
I assumed she wasn't coming back. But then I thought, like, okay, did I jump the gun just to put another name into the in memoriam? Perhaps. But then again, it is kind of funny to get, like, I think almost going forward, we just always put Christina
every year,
in memoriam. In memoriam, Christina Kelly. We've had repeats in the in memoriam. I think we put Danielle from Summer House in the in memoriam before.
I think Captain Lee's been in like four.
We've done. Honestly. People definitely made it in there multiple seasons. You know, so yeah. I think we're gonna make her.
Have hope. Don't let the dream die, Christina.
Remind me in about 10 months from now, Christina goes back into the in memoriam.
Well, I would like to remind you of something I said 5 minutes ago when I was saying compete and have be more interesting than Tom Sandoval. This doesn't help. Inviting Christina Kelly to lunch with Katie does not help. I'm just warning you. So they go to lunch, and what's happening here? Okay,
well,
it's like fun girls lunch. I wrote fun girls lunch because here these two come. You know this is going to be fun. Remember last year? Oh, my God. We're going to have the most fun girls trip. This is going to be amazing. I'm not drinking. Are you drinking? You're not. This is going to be amazing. Lake Havasu for the win. And then they were like, are we going to have straws? No, we're still not going to have straws.
Hey, look.
I don't have a straw if you don't have a straw. I'm not going to have a straw.
Yeah. Do you guys want to ask the guys at the next pontoon over if they have straws? No. Yeah, me neither.
I just squirted all over that pontoon.
They all order drinks and everything. So Sheena comes in with Lala. And she was like, well, guess what, everyone? My daughter broke her arm today. She fell off the couch. And we were like we were with her with like in 2 seconds. But she was like on the couch. And then she like fell off and like broke her arm. And Lala's like, what color was the cask? I was like, pink. I was going to let her like choose. But like, then like, as she's going through the options, I was like, nothing but pink goes with her wardrobe. So
Barbie weekend. She broke it on Barbie weekend. Like, what other color was there going to be? I'm like, surely she's going to win an Oscar this year. Bye bye.
This just in, Summer Moon has been cast in Dancing with the Stars season 300.
When is it my turn? Dun, 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 dun. Where did I get me? Dun, 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 dun. Me in the background. Give them love. And where does it get you?
I had an enchilada.
I had a crop top. It's sort of my thing, Auntie.
I wore it on my wedding.
Those of you who are not theater queens and don't know what that is Gypsy, the musical.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Drop whatever you're doing and go listen to it right now. At least that song, Rose's Turn, the mom just breaking down at the end.
Yeah.
We've used it in so many Bravo shows and it always works, but I love that it finally made its way to Sheena.
I'm surprised it took this long, to be honest. I mean, but because if you listen to this.
Me in the background.
Yeah, I feel like you have to always be ready on this show for Gypsy or Into the Woods or Little Shop of Horrors. Okay, yes. There can't be any moment.
Okay, so Yeah, Sheena broke her daughter's arm because she thought her daughter was going to make it onto Dancing with the Stars before. Okay, spread that. Spread that, everybody. Okay, so she's like, I mean, isn't it just my luck that I was, like, refusing to leave my kid with everybody? Because, like, I was so worried that they were going to, like, hurt my kid. But then, like, I was sitting right there and watched my own child fall off the couch. Isn't that hilarious? So is this, like, the full circle of Sheena's storyline where now she can get a nanny? She's like, well, I saw her broke her arm and I was fine. Okay. Take her, Tori.
Well, sometimes you need to have a rude awakening. So Christina's like, I'm in like a mommy bubble. I need you guys to give me drama. Oh, I guess that's an allusion to the fact that she had a baby, right? So, of course,
yeah, everyone... I guess they never mentioned that she had a baby on the show, did they?
No, I don't. I read it on the internet. I didn't learn it from the show. So they're like, okay, yeah, whatever, Christina. They, of course, totally ignore her. Kitty's like, so you could think about, like, the one person who's been on the outs. And she's like, who? Who? Like, Sandoval? Who's that again?
Let's just note that Katie brings up Sandoval in this situation, because it becomes important later. So Christina's like, who? 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 Sandoval. Who? Sandoval. Who? I don't even know her. And then Sheena's like, yeah, well, Sandoval was in Tahoe with us. And then he opened up, like, right next to Sbarro. And, like, I don't even know why he came over, but he did. And it's like, because you were like, come on, here, Sandoval! Sandoval! Creepy songs again!
Isn't it weird that, like, an S and a B can go together in a word? Where the S goes first before the B?
Right when I was trying to teach my child consonants and nouns.
You know, it's like, I feel like if B can be with S, like, then I could be with, like, I don't know, Dancing with the Stars.
I thought my daughter was never going to learn what a vowel was. And then we saw Sbarro. So now I'm, like, totally comfortable with just leaving Summer at Sbarro.
We actually renamed her Sbarro Moon.
Brock's other children are named Dominoes and Sun. So
Dominoes, Hut, and what was that other one with the guy at the CEO who doesn't give medical insurance to his employees?
Oh God, Hobby Lobby,
Papa John's,
Papa John's. Of course,
Caesar.
He won't give women medical care in his
name. Oh, is that what Papa. It was? Is that what it was?
I don't know. Maybe because I said Hobby Lobby.
There's something he doesn't do right.
I don't know. And your pizza sucks too, buddy.
I actually like Papa John's.
Ben,
I'm sorry. I haven't ordered it in forever.
Papa John's.
I think he was ousted anyway.
You know, it's a good one. Is it Big Jersey Pizza a chain? Big Jersey Pizza.
I've not heard of that.
We have that here. It's Big delicious. Jersey. Yeah.
Big Jersey. It's from Tenafly with Margaret Josephs.
Okay. So.
You know which one? You know what pizza's so good? Gorga and Sons Pizzeria.
Gorga and Sons. This is shockingly like a Stouffer's French bread. What?
Hey, that's family. How they do it, we're though. Family. That's how they do it, though.
Show's coming back soon. Can't wait. Okay, so Sheena's like, yeah, Sandoval from Tahoe, and he opened up, and I know, like, 100%, like, without a doubt, those were genuine tears that he was crying in Tahoe. And Katie's just like...
Yeah. So I'm lost here. I don't
remember. Christina's like, do you think he's more sad about losing your friendship than he is about losing his relationship with Ariana? And Sheena's like, I mean, honestly, yes. Like, he was so unhappy with her for so long. By the way, Christina, I hope one day you have a baby. She's like,
I do have a baby. Did you take it to Sbarro's? No. Well, then you don't have a baby.
Wait a minute, neither do I. I hope somebody picks up Summer Moon from Sbarro. Sbarro Moon? Sbarro Moon? Sbarro! So, by the way, we're joking, but Sheena, yes, he was unhappy with her for so long. Oh, poor fucking Tom. Are you really this flipped? I mean, I get maybe being a little bit like, well, we were friends and he did so many nice things and can I at least talk to him? But this is pretty flipped, already being to the point where you're like, oh yeah, Tom was just unhappy with her for so long. It's like,
yeah.
What really upset him was losing his friendship with me.
Yeah. So Kristen is like, Katie is like, well, why do you think, or Christina is like, sorry, I'm like deranged. She's like, why do you think that she stayed? And Sheena's like, you don't know till you're in it. Like, you can't judge. Like, literally look at Jackson Brittany soon on a spinoff. Okay. They got married and then they had a baby. And then we see, of course, flashbacks of Jackson Brittany's greatest hits.
Brought in high yell Jackson.
You're a cool guy. You're a cool guy.
So she was like, I mean, I could not believe that those two got married. That is crazy. And Katie says, well, there are still stories about him running around town.
I've heard. No, it's like Bianca.
So Christina's saying, Sheena, where are you at after this? Knowing full well, right? Because Christina is always there to be Katie's mouthpiece. And yeah. It's sometimes annoying as a viewer, but it's also just good to have that good of a friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is good. So Sheena's like, well, I'm finally, it's like 5 months later going through a grieving process. And like, Ariana has like already grieved the loss of this, like making millions of dollars and like living her best life and like being on like certain shows. Like, I'm not going to name them, but like, you know, certain shows about dancing that have been around for like 20 years that like they've never asked me, but like, you know, I'm just living her best life.
Yeah. I'm like dancing with like a lot of not stars right now in my dance class, which I like don't even care about right now because it's not about being a star, because it's not even the title. It's just called Dance Class Without Stars, which really sucks because really all I want is to be on Dancing with the Stars.
So he's the type of individual you want in your life because you miss the person that doesn't exist, says Katie. And Sheena's like, yeah, the person he was, like, I definitely miss that, you know? And like the first year when we were at like the upfronts in New York City and he was like the only person who like welcomed me into photos with this group. It's like if there is only some kind soul at Dancing the Stars that will pull me into the metaphorical photo of that show, that would be really wonderful.
And Katie's like, oh, Sheena, that was a million years ago. She's like, but I don't forget those things. She's I know, but like, let's try maybe. Well, of course you want her to try because you were one of the people bullying her ass at that point.
Didn't want her in the
because
photo.
You were under the orders of Stassi and the other one, Kristen, and seriously? You were bullying her at that point. So of course you are just like, well, why would you forget it? Like, just forget somebody being kind to you while I was fucking bullying you. And that's also kind of the rub here with Sheena is, you know, Katie has bullied Sheena for years. And like Sheena keeps going
like last
back.
Season. Last
literally
season.
Every other season. Like when Katie was on the outs and Stassi dumped Katie and then Katie had nobody. And remember how she had to be friends with the guys? That was so funny. She was like kind of friends with Sandoval for that season. And then Sheena befriended her because she was the only one. Like Sheena, to her credit, she is like a you know, very dry eyelashed this rag when she wants to be, but she's also there for all the bullied people, you know, like she kind of welcomes them back in because you were the bullies, madame.
Yeah. So Lala's like,
now that said, Sheena's totally wrong in this situation. Before Katie is too far with that.
Katie is 100% right.
But here's the thing. She always undercuts with if forgiving herself when she was the one who was being a total asshole in that situation. Like you're kind of the reason that this is awkward. Now, all that said, Sheena, you're damn wrong in this. You're damn wrong. Yeah. But then Katie has to make it about her because she keeps making it about how Sheena is always making it about Sheena. But then Katie finally lets the mask slip and it's not really about Ariana. It's like, Tom's always sucked. Tom's always been mean to me. Tom never supported my marriage.
I'm just enjoying watching you work yourself up into a Katie tizzy, like in person, like inches away. Like normally I see you do this when at live, when we're doing like a live show, but I'm sort of like a little distracted because I'm looking at my notes. I'm looking at the audience. I'm trying to pay attention to like all sorts of things. But here I'm just sitting here watching and like you go up and down a lot and it's like really fun. Like
you hear the chair screeching.
You're like, cause you're like, you start doing all this. Like
no, I get animated
and you get like really into it. I mean, listen, we all do, but it's like really adorable to watch it from like inches away.
It's also tough because this is very confusing because normally it's easier for me. I'm just like, Katie's wrong and you're a bully and you were mean to Sheena and you deserve whatever you get because you're mean and you're the bully. And but then this one, I'm like, but she's also correct and Sheena needs to be bullied right now because Sheena's so wrong in this situation. And I'm like, oh my God. Sometimes, like we started off the recap saying, sometimes you need a bully. And right now, Katie is going to use her powers for good.
She is going to. So Lala's like, you know, that's very unfair to say, guys. It's very unfair to say that's a Sheena that was 10 years ago. And Katie's like, why? She's like, because that's you. Okay? She goes, but I'm not hanging on to 10 years ago. She goes, but that's Yusk. Okay? That's Yusk. So Katie's like, yeah, I just don't have sympathy. And I'm just like waiting for this conversation to be over. And Katie tells us.
Right, but you're the one who brought it up. Again, just to remind you, you and Christina are the ones.
So Katie says, I just wish Sheena would like wake the fuck up and see the situation for what it is. Sandoval, never give a fuck about your friendship. Cut ties, move on, be a good friend to Ariana. Which is like, kind of can't argue with that if you ask me.
I mean, I can. Look, I think that Sheena at least needs to be loyal for a little bit longer. You can't just already be pulling this, but here is my friend when it mattered. I mean, Sheena, it's been like 2 seconds, you know? But, yeah, I mean, I think at some point they can be like, well, it's Tom Sandoval. Everybody's cheated on each other. Like, we can at least be cordial. We have to shoot a show, you know?
It's all just fucked up because they're on a TV
show. Just not yet.
If they were like a real group of friends, they would just drop Sandoval and
they wouldn't even be still talking.
Yeah.
None of them would be talking. I don't think they really hang out.
They have to work with him, and they also understand the value of a villain on a TV show. Especially like Vanderpump Rules. So Lala's like, okay, you know what? Let's talk about something fun. And Sheena goes, well, I've got a good one for you. I slept with the bartender.
And you know he's proud of it because he would not sign a filming release. And his face is blurred.
Come on, show your face, Ashley Parker Angel. We all know it was someone from O-Town, right? Like, that's the reason why he was blurred out. Not because he slept with Sheena. It's just that he doesn't want people to see what he's up to these days.
So Lala's like, oh my God, recently? She goes, no, recently. Come on. It was literally 2006. And Katie's like, wow, really glad I left the house for this conversation.
Oh, so bitchy, but I kind of loved it. And so Lala's like, what? She goes, I don't understand. And Lala's like, what don't you understand, Katie? I don't want to talk about it. Oh, sorry. Katie's like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm literally going to like jump off this roof if we have to talk about Tom Sandoval anymore.
She's like, we're not talking about him, okay? We've all moved on to talk about the bartender she fucked in 06.
Ryan Cabrera, get over here and show your face on Vanderpump Rules, okay?
That's so Katie, though, to be like, why are we even having this conversation? Okay, well, let's talk about something else. I'm so sick of talking about Sandoval. But I fucked that bartender. Sandoval is so disgusting. Why are we talking about it?
I'm talking about the person with the blurred out face. His face is literally blurred out in real life. We're not even on camera.
And Katie's like, well, with all due respect, I have sympathy. But I wish she would just get over it. I mean, that man has never offered me an apology the whole time I've known him.
Yeah. Sheena's like, and you deserve that. And Katie's like, just like the way I deserve to be on Dancing with the Stars. So
Katie's like, he interfered with my marriage. He made everyone think I was a monster. Ma'am, we have footage of you being a monster. Now, did that man push you? I'm sure he did. I'm sure he had a lot to do with that. But so did you. I mean, come on. You can't just put everything off on one villain. She's like, yeah, he made me look like a monster. Do you know how hard he made it to get the current offer that I have for Dancing with the Stars? What? Oh,
yeah, they're doing their first emo season. So, yeah, she's like, you know, and the fact that anyone is having trouble getting over this trash human is fathomless. This person, they're a demon.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to say, I liked the monologue. I thought it was good. I think she has every right to be pissed at Sandoval. Because he did interfere with the marriage. Of course, you can't blame that.
I can see why she hates Sandoval, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. And, like, you can't, again, like, the marriage was troubled to begin with. He just maybe, like, you know, exacerbated it. But I loved her being like, I don't know why you are mourning this relationship. Just move forward. He's a piece of shit.
Well, I mean, that's easy to say because she's always hated him. So, like, to Katie, this is where everybody's going to finally hate the person that she hates because it makes her crazy. She's like, how does no one else hate this person? This person sucks. I'm telling you all this. I've been telling you all for fucking 12 years this person sucks and nobody listens to me. And now, finally, everyone's going to know this person sucks. We're all on the same page. This person sucks. And they're like, I want to hang out with Tom again. She's like,
yeah.
This was my season to be vindicated. And it's like, no, vindicated.
Yeah.
But you were not vindicated.
This happens to me with board games, actually. But it's like inverted. I'll be like, guys, will someone play this game with me? It's so fun. It's so fun. And I'll want to get people to play this game forever. And they finally play it with me. And they're like, this game was so fun. And in my mind, I'm like, now we're always going to play this game every time we hang out. And then the next time we hang out, they don't want to play the game anymore.
Or it's like you're playing Settlers of Catan with somebody and you finally have the corner on the wool market. basket. You're like, I own all the wool in town. And then someone's like, I have to go home early. Sorry, I can't finish.
I've had that happen.
You're like, how am I not going to finish? So finally, I've got the wool market cornered and you're not going to let me finish this fucking game of Catan. Fuck you. That's how Katie is right now. She's like, I finally have the wool, man.
Ronnie, you've never spoken to my soul more deeply than you have just now. Never.
Because that's a long game. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy you a copy so that way you can play with your sister.
My nieces can't even play the game where you pass the little circle and it has clues on it and you have to give each other clues and guess things. I don't know. It's like a very simple party game. I quit. She's not going to sit through Catan. I can tell you that right now.
We'll find some Catan people for you.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap, okay? This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trott.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.